All right, let's build a classic re-space in Ableton Live 12, but with a clean, repeatable workflow that nails three things at once: crisp transients so the bass speaks through fast breaks, dusty mids for that old-school jungle and early DNB attitude, and a stable, clean low end that doesn't wobble or fight the kick. Everything in this lesson is stock Ableton devices, and we're going to end with a macro-controlled rack you can reuse every session. First, quick session setup so you're designing in context, not in a vacuum. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM, then drop in a break or a drum loop. Amen, think, whatever you've got. The point is, you need the drums playing, because a re-space that sounds huge solo can completely smear the groove once the break comes in. Now make a simple MIDI clip on a new MIDI track. Start with one note, like D1, using 1/8 notes. Keep it basic, hit, rest, hit. And here's a secret that matters a lot for transient clarity. Shorten the notes slightly. Aim for about 70 to 85% note length. That tiny bit of space lets the next note's attack speak, and it leaves room for the breaks to breathe. Now let's build the re-space engine. Create a MIDI track and load Wavetable. In Wavetable, set oscillator 1 to a saw. Set oscillator 2 to another saw in the same family. Keep voices at 1 for now. We're not doing unison yet, because unison is where people accidentally turn a clean re-space into a facey mess. Detune oscillator 2 by about +10 to +20 cents. That detune is the start of the re-space beating sound, that swirl that feels alive. Now add a filter inside Wavetable. Choose an LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz for now, and add a little drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB. Subtle. We're not trying to distort the whole world yet. Now the movement. This is the swim. Turn on LFO1. Assign it to oscillator 2 to tune, or a tiny amount to pitch if you want. Use assign shape. Set the rate very slow, like 0.10 to 0.30 Hz, or sync it to something long, like half a bar to a full bar, and keep the amount tiny, think 2 to 6 cents maximum. If you overdo this, you don't get re-space movement, you get seasickness. At this point, you've got the resource. Now we do the part that makes it mix-ready, splitting it into three lanes. Group Wavetable into an instrument rack. Open the chain list, and create three chains. Name them SUB, mid, and attack. This is the core philosophy of the workflow. The SUB lane is club control. The MID lane is character and dust. The attack lane is definition and readability. And you're going to get way better results by doing a little bit of the right processing on the right lane, instead of destroying a full range bass and trying to fix it afterward. Let's build the SUB chain first. On the SUB chain, add EQ8. Put a high pass filter at 20 to 30 Hz just to remove rumble you don't need. If the sub feels boxy, you can do a gentle dip around 200 to 300 Hz. But don't go crazy. Next, add auto filter. Set it to LP24. Bring the cutoff down around 80 to 120 Hz. This is what forces the lane to behave like an actual sub lane. Weight only, no fuzz, no arguments. Then add utility. Set width to 0%. Mono, always. Stereo sub is one of the fastest ways to make your bass vanish on big systems and get weird in mono. Set gain so it's solid but not clipping. Optional, if you want a tighter feel. Add a compressor. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 15 to 30 milliseconds, release 80 to 150 milliseconds, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This isn't for loudness, it's for consistency. Cool. Sub done. Stable. Mono. Controlled. Now the MID chain. This is where jungle actually lives. Before we distort anything, here's a coach tip that will save you a lot of pain. Gain stage the MID lane so it hits distortion at a sane level. If you slam into distortion too hot, it flattens the transient and you end up adding extra attack later to compensate. So, at the very start of the MID chain, you can even put a utility as an input trim if you want. Aim for peaks roughly around -12 to -60 BFS before heavy grit devices. Now add EQ8 on the MID chain. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz. That's important. You're making space so the SUB lane can own the low end without fighting. If you want more bark and readability, a gentle boost somewhere in the 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz range can help. Don't boost yet if you're not sure, just know that this zone is where the bass reads on smaller speakers. Now add roar, since we're in Live 12. Try tape or overdrive style. Set drive around 10 to 25%. Pull the tone a little darker. And keep mix around 50 to 80% while you're learning. Full wet distortion tends to erase your dynamics, and jungle bass needs that sense of hit. If you don't have roar, you can use saturator instead. Analog clip mode, Drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Now for the dust. Add redux, but gently. Downsample around 2 to 6. Keep bit reduction at 0 or 1 max, and keep dry slash wet in the 10 to 25% zone. Redux is one of those devices where a tiny amount sounds like old gear, and a little too much sounds like your audio file is dying. Now add auto filter on the MID chain. Choose LP12 for smoother movement, or LP24 for heavier. Set cutoff anywhere from 300 up to 1500 HC depending on how dark you want it. Add a touch of resonance, maybe 10 to 25%. This filter is going to be one of your main arrangement controls later. Now add width, but disciplined width. Use chorus ensemble on the MID lane. Chorus mode, rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Amount 10 to 25%. Width around 80 to 120%. Mix 10 to 30%. That's enough to give you that halo without turning your mids into fog. Then add utility. Set width somewhere like 70 to 110%. Keep it reasonable. And here's a quick reality check you should do early, not later. Do a 10-second mono check. Temporarily, put a utility on your master and set width to 0%. If your res loses body, your chorus is too wet or your width is too extreme, fix it now, because the drop will not fix it later. Now we build the attack chain, the part that gives you crisp transients so the bass speaks through breaks. We're going to do the fast synth click approach first. On the attack chain, add auto filter and set it to HP24. Set the cutoff around 1.5 to 3k Hz. The goal is, we only keep the upper edge of the sound. No low end, no mid fog. Just the definition. Add saturator. Drive 5 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Then add a gate. Set the threshold so it only opens when notes hit. Attack 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. Hold 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 20 to 60 milliseconds. The gate is what turns this lane into a talk that follows the MIDI rhythm, rather than a constant hissy layer. Then utility to control gain and width. Keep it centered-ish, like 0 to 50% width. Raise the gain until you notice it on top of the drums, but stop before it becomes annoying click territory. And teacher note here, if your bass rhythm disappears on phone speakers, it's usually because this lane is too quiet, or because your MID lane has too much 150 to 300 HC and not enough 900 to 1.5K. We'll check that in a second. Now we glue everything together. On the rack itself, after the chains, add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Soft clip on. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of reduction on peaks. Just enough to make the three lanes feel like one instrument, not three separate tracks. Then add EQ8 for cleanup. If it's muddy, a small dip around 250 to 400 HC helps. If it's harsh, a small dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHC can take the edge off. Keep the sub cleanup mostly happening on the SUB lane, not here. Optional. Put a limiter after that, just as safety while designing. Not for loudness, just to catch surprise peaks when you start turning dirt up. Now sidechain it to the kick, the classic DNB move that keeps the groove punching without manually writing faders. On the bass rack track, add compressor. Turn on sidechain. Select the kick track, or your drum group if that's what you're using. Start with ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds, and dial threshold until you get around 2 to 5 dB of ducking. Quick coaching point. In advanced setups, you might duck the sub harder than the mids. But for now, ducking the whole rack is a good starting point and already gets you that kick owns the front feel. Now the fun part, macros. This is what turns a patch into a workflow. Map macro 1 to the MID auto filter cutoff. That's your main filter sweep control. Macro 2 is dirt. Map it to roar drive and redux dry slash wet together so one knob takes you from clean to filthy. Macro 3 is movement. Map it to the wave-eatable LFO amount that modulates to tune. Macro 4 is width. Map it to MID utility width and chorus mix. Macro 5 is attack level. Map it to the attack utility gain. Macro 6 is sub level. Map it to the SUB utility gain. Now you can perform your res like an instrument, and automate it like a proper DNB arrangement. Here are a few old-school arrangement moves you can do without rewriting your MIDI. Call and response. For bars 1 to 2, full res. Bars 3 to 4, filter the mids down, bring sub slightly up, maybe reduce attack a touch. Same notes, different energy. Turn around at bar 8 or 16, do a quick filter dip down, then snap it open right at the drop. Classic, and the hypnotic one-note pressure trick. Keep the Reese on the root note for 8 bars, but automate dirt and movement so it evolves. Jungle loves repetition that mutates. Now let's cover common mistakes so you don't waste an hour chasing your tail. Mistake 1. Making the sub stereo. Don't. SUB width stay 0%. Mistake 2. Overdoing distortion on the full signal. That's exactly why we split lanes. Distort what you can afford to distort. Mids get character, sub stays clean. Mistake 3. Too much chorus too early. Width is addictive, but it blurs transients and eats headroom. Use it lightly, and mostly on the MID lane only. Mistake 4. No attack layer. If your Reese disappears under breaks, this is usually why. The attack lane is your translation insurance policy. Mistake 5. Monitoring too loud. If you design the bass too loud, you'll under-EQ mids, overcook sub, and your mix falls apart later. Now a couple fast compass checks to keep you oriented. Drop a spectrum on the bass track. Watch three zones. 40 to 90 HC is sub weight. 150 to 400 HC is where mud and cardboard build up fast. 700 HC to 2K HC is where readability lies. If the bass feels loud, but not clear, you're often feeding too much 150 to 300 and not enough around 900 to 1.5K. And if it's sharp but weak, you might have too much attack and not enough stable sub. Finally, a quick 15-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Build the rack exactly like we did. Sub, mid, attack. Write a 2-bar riff using only the root note, like D1, and one passing note, like F1. Keep it simple. Then in arrangement view, automate your macros. Over bars 1 to 4, raise dirt from about 20% to 40. Over bars 5 to 8, slowly open the filter. At bar 8, do a quick filter dip for a turnaround.